virus was being created has led to French action in the West African state of Mali. The French defence minister has said the military offensive, including airstrikes, has forced the Islamist rebels in the east to retreat. But he said there was a difficult situation in western Mali, where heavily armed rebels have launched a counter-offensive. This resident of Gao, which is at the heart of the fighting in Mali, told the BBC what he'd seen as the French advanced on the town.
The warplanes circled over Gao for more than an hour on Sunday at around noon, and we would hear explosions on the outskirts of the town every 5 minutes. The bombing stopped at around 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I cannot give you a precise figure about the casualties, but I can tell you there's been extensive damage and a huge loss of life. It's difficult to say who's in control in Gao now.
Well, the UK has offered 2 transport planes in support of the French military intervention, although one was grounded earlier today. Well, a short while ago, I spoke to the United Nations Special Envoy for the Sahel, the former European Commission President, Romano Prodi. Not on a particularly good phone line, he's visiting China at the moment. Romano Prodi has spent much of the last year working on the ground in Mali to deliver a political solution. So what does he think about the French intervention?
The French reaction was unavoidable. There was no alternative about that. The Malian army was in disarray, and so the fear was that they could arrive to Bamako.
How much fear is there in the United Nations, United Nations members, about the prospect of northern Mali becoming a haven for terrorists?
I never found in my life such a unity of intent inside the Security Council. Permanent and non-permanent members all were frightened and are frightened by the idea of having a big island of terrorists inside Africa.
So does that mean that you're saying that the French do have a UN mandate for the action that they've been taking?
Well, the legal aspect of this is not my specialty to analyze, but in political terms, clearly, and the mandate was to resist terrorists. When the terrorists were exploding, clearly the reaction was unavoidable.
Given the kind of meetings that you had in Mali yourself, what prospect do you think there is for a negotiated settlement?
In this moment, I don't think that there are prospects. I do hope that something happens in the future.
So you see that this is going to be resolved by military means rather than diplomatic ones?
In this moment, yes. Of course, depending upon change on the battlefield, there could be different orientations. But in this moment, the voice of peace has been heavily weakened.
Romano Prodi. Well, let's hear a little bit more about what's happening in Mali, which groups make up the Islamist rebels, and what's life like in the areas they control. Well, I'm joined now by Professor Jeremy Keenan. He's an academic expert on the politics and peoples of the Sahara from the School of Oriental and African Studies. So just give us a sense of who the opposition forces are.
Well, it's a very, very complex grouping because it's shifting all the time and it's comprising a number of different sort of ethnic, tribal, local groups. But basically, it comprises the Islamists, that is, comprise 3 broad groups, one of which has come almost exclusively from Algeria. That's Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, often known as ACMI in French or AKIM. Secondly, another group, its acronym is Mujahid, which is an offshoot of ACMI with less Algerians in it, more Mauritanians and more local people. And thirdly, a group known as Ansar al-Din, which is a smaller group but the most influential politically at the moment, and that has a local Tuareg leader, a man called Iyad Agrali. But those 3 groups are difficult to disaggregate, if you like. And in the last couple of months, they themselves have broken down, fragmented into a number of other smaller sort of subdivisions and groups, at least 6 more by the looks of it. So it's a very complex aggregate of Islamists, most of whom are really